Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Ian Francis, Tennessee, alongside Ivor Henry. And we'll be here with you until high noon Eastern Standard Time. Good morning, Ian. How are you doing?
Pleasant. Good morning to you, Ivor. And I hope all is well with you.
Well, 81 degrees in my neck of the woods. We are sunny, and we are thanking God for life. It's a mixed bag
of vegetables.
Yes, I'm hearing
you
loud and clear.
Okay.
Yes, loud and clear.
Hello, and hope all is well with you.
Yes, I said yes, yes. We're 81 degrees in sunny South Florida. But, you know, we come today with mixed feeling, 9-1-1, 9-11, 2001. 20 years ago, we would have witnessed tragic over there in New York. Good morning, Dennis. How are you doing?
Dennis seems Mr. to be Heath. Muted.
Good morning.
Dennis?
Well, he would have muted himself. Liam, go ahead and give the show its blessings, and then we'll get into some other stuff.
Okay, good. Pleasant good morning to all the wonderful people around the world. Another wonderful day is anticipated, and we hope today's show will be one that will be remembered. Of course, I have mentioned 9/11, and it's so sad to see comes in the month that I observe my birthday. So we got everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But let us go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for all that you have done for us in the past. We pray that you let this show go on without any interruptions whatsoever. We thank you for what you have done for the show and the wonderful people that we have to make it possible for us to come through these 11 years. We pray, Father, that you will just continue to help the ones who provide the funding for this show to let it go on with their generosity, Lord. We pray especially for the ones who are ill, namely my dear wife, Eunice Francis, my brother from another mother, Eugene Francis, my other brother, Joanne Francis, Dr. Leroy Lashley, and his dear daughter, Lisa, Ruby Locke, that is my Ruby, Audley's mom, Lord. We pray for her. We pray for my other sister, Gabriel Francis, and Winfred Francis, my brother, Mertris Nisbet, Ralston, Otto, El Camino Willis, Everett Carter, and of course his dear wife, Janice. We pray for Oliver Solomon. We also pray for Connie Whitley, Alpheus Phillips, and Jeanette Hughes, my niece, and my two nieces, Jeanette and Connie Francis Whitley. Dennis Kelman, Isilma Cornelius, Ellie Matt, Willis Daniel, Mona Daniel as well, of course, our dear brother Fillmore Hallbite, and all the others who have not expressed their concerns, Lord, we pray for them. We pray that you will just make this show be one of the better ones and trust that you will be pleased to see the return of Iva as she takes over this Saturday morning show. All these we ask in your precious name. Our God, people say, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And let's see if we have Dennis back with us. And like I say, it's good to be back, Liam. Having been away for a while and some cricketing umpiring duties, and I might be gone again next week though. But the matches would have moved over to Orlando this weekend, and I was not scheduled for the Orlando trip. So, well, like I said, it's 9-1-1.
I think we have Phil with us. Is it Phil?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
No, okay. Let's go back there. All right. So, go ahead. As you were saying?
Yes, sir. 9-1-1 flashback. Could you remember that day in 2001 when those Twin Towers came crashing down and the suspects were out of Afghanistan? And imagine 20 years we would have spent there in Afghanistan trying to bring some stability there, and as the saying goes, the more things change, the more they remain the same. Because,
yes,
as you know, the Taliban was rooted out, and now they're still back in. So, I don't know. Still have to pray for those who would have gone, and even for those firefighters today who are fighting with their health and still can't get funding to for their health. I think that's appalling, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But
do you remember where you were when that occurred?
Yes.
Do you remember exact spot you were?
I was on my way out the door when the TV came on, when on the TV, getting ready to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw it on the TV, I was like, my word. I cried, man. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't catch myself. I said, this is unbelievable. I thought it was a movie channel I was on or something. when I realized that it was, okay, there's a 951805. Would that be?
That's Dennis.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Dennis.
Yeah, good morning to you both, and a pleasant morning to you. We have out here in Southern California a cool 71 degrees, but of course we know that is not going to last. In another couple of hours, we'll be looking at a 90-100 degrees.
Wow.
So anyway, it's nice to be on the it's nice to be with you again for another Saturday morning cricket show entertainment episode.
Okay, well, good to be in your company, and like I say, having been away for a while and just stepping back into the hot seat, I hope I'll try to maintain the high standard that you guys would have kept up along the way. So with that, I just want to say good morning to them via the internet or the World Wide Web, as it's commonly known. They ask you to tell your neighbors, tell your friends. I heard from Mertuis this morning. Again, she's going to be out and about with her undertaking that she's doing there with the church. So I want to say good morning to her. And, of course, I would have heard from Audie as well, so I want to say good morning to him. I'm sure he'll get the wee one. And anything to report on your front, Liam?
Before we get into the thing, to share something of interest, at least to me, because it's strange enough, when 9/11 occurred, I was on my way to work in Homestead, near Burger King, at the corner of 268th Street. And believe you me, when my brother died, I got the news at the exact spot. I didn't believe it, and I say I recollect, because on both occasions I park my car and go into the Burger King and sit down and just cannot understand what was happening. My brother died in 2002, and 9/11. I was going to work the same, very same spot. I didn't believe it, but it's true. But all in all, in my neck of the woods is good, very good. And I got a surprise yesterday, because working my yard, my garden as I usually do, I put some matting on the root of my trees to save in the moisture. And lo and behold, last night I went to water my plant. And as I take up the matting, what would I behold? A long garden snake, man. I scare, man. That thing disappeared. That snake disappeared. I don't know where he went. I'm looking for something to take care of him. But he ran through the fence and gone like lightning. And he had a call that you can... So that is my take for the week. Other than that,
it's all right. Leon, okay. Ivor, heard you were exchanging memories of 9/11 20 years ago. Well, my memory of this is that I was actually in Hawaii, because my son was about to get married. And we were in the hotel, and Hawaii is about 4 hours behind the United States local time. And so I was awoken by a phone call from my other son. And this was, you know, still middle of the sleep time. And he explained what had happened. And I said, no, my son, you're watching TV. This is Hollywood you're looking at. Unbelievably, he said, no, Dad, this is not. So turn on the TV. So, yes, I did turn on the TV, and I was amazed and astounded and absolutely unbelievable at the sight that I was witnessing. And that's my memory, which, of course, will forever be etched in my brain, and I will not forget it. But thank you. That was my memory of, you know, 20 years ago. Back to you.
Well, I'm sure that we'll have some more to say on this as the show progresses and when we probably open the lines. But as usual, folks, you know, we're going to have our inspirational portion for the first hour until we get to the top of the hour, when Liam will put on his sporting gaze and bring you what's happening in the wide world of sport. And, of course, we'll have the birthday and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliments Mr. Audley Watson. And, of course, we'll have some musical interlude for you along the way and a topic of interest. We know the Caribbean African Summit is happening this time. It's first of all, I'm sure we're going to have something to say about that. So, folks, as usual, the number to call, 515-605-9850. To speak, you just push the 1. We will gladly accommodate your audio. Just remember to keep it respectful. We will do the same. And with that, we ask you to tell your neighbors, tell your friends that we're here. And we hope that we'll be able to entertain you in some form of fashion. Well, Leon, without any further ado, and Dennis, let's see if we can get something here for the folks to listen to. What can we find? Let's see. Okay, what Ride of the Storm.
According to Wikipedia, a storm is any disturbed state of an environment or in an astronomical body.
Remember 911, folks?
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praise? I want everybody around the world to put their hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. This is who I got. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, deliver us.
Turn it over to him, and he will make a way. He would even ride out your storm.
Don't give up. Yeah. Just ride out the storm. Hey, you're feeling the storm. As it seems like forever. And you like so.
Just to write it out yourself.
your storm. Hold on to Jesus and ride your storm. We're in the inspirational section of this Saturday morning entertainment show. And we hope you truly, truly enjoy the selections being played here for you at this time. Again, stand by for sports. That will be coming up at the top of the hour. And we're remembering the one, Shaquan Mills. That's Cardinal Mills. As you know, Cardinal, he has his 9-1-1 that he has to contend with. I sure we'll hear some more of that when we would go to the event that would have taken place on this date. So, folks, stand by for that. That's coming up shortly. And Dennis, do you have something to say at this time? I know you have something to say at this time. You're enjoying some cooler weather until the hotter weather comes by. So, have your say.
That's exactly what's happening out here in my neck of the woods. We've got the nice cool weather at this time, but we know it'll be warming up within the next couple of hours. So, you know, we've hit the triple digits. But going back to the events of this time 20 years ago, that was certainly a wake-up call for us. And certainly a lot of lives lost on that day, and what a tragedy that was. That's certainly something that will live in the memory. And yet, you know, we have many children being born back then who have no idea what took place. It just goes to show how important it is for us to have history, live history, and history being taught the way it is supposed to be taught, as opposed to having a crowd of rowdy people deciding that history of black people is not as important as other history. And that's my quick take on that, Ivor. Back to you.
Okay.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring, love is God.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when you came, you are.
Love,
I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated. And it's print. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you saved me. Because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't try over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is self-mode. When it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today when I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he saved me. Because my enemies, they did try, that's in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They stole a whole lot of lies, but God paid it. My character, my integrity. But if we would not be hope not from my God's faith. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He made me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character. My faith in God. He favored me. It would not fall. Not going to be. Won't compromise. I see prosperity, and I see health. They whispered, they conspired, they told their lies, but God saved me. My character, my integrity, everything was in question, but he saved me. I promised him that I wouldn't compromise, although I was going through, and I spoke life, and I spoke prosperity, and I spoke health. See, but I want you to know tonight you got in your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry. Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no. Help your neighbor, encourage the person. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it.
Is a place for people like you. It's a thunder for those down on the knee. I lend a voice to those who cannot speak. If you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way. There's a place for people like you. How perfect the streets are made of gold. And when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when you lay down here, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you try to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be seen, there's a place for people like you. I heard a fair tree for me to grow. And when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when you lay down here, there's a place up there for people like you.
Tell me how much you miss me every morning. not showing me what I'm feeling when I hold you. It feels like heaven surrounds me every time you wrap your arms around me. And there's something I can't forever do.
Gentlemen out there, I wish you can just look over to that lady and say, I don't deserve you, but thank God for a woman like you. A woman like you. You're trying to say something, Dennis, I can hear you in the background.
No, I'm as quiet as a mouse back here.
Oh, I heard a little rumbling there, so I thought it was you. I know me and the dog at this time. Standing by, coming with four.
What were you saying? I was a little away, occupied with preparing for the sport.
Oh, I was saying so, this was time for you to reach out to your lovely wife, the First Lady Eunice Francis.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I know it was not deserve it, but it's a birthday, you know.
Man, I don't deserve anything better, man. I spend my birthday with her. One of the most wonderful days I've ever spent in my life. I had the company of my daughter all day, bought food for me, stay with me and my wife and had fun for the whole day. Helped me take her to the bathroom and the work. You know what I mean? It was just amazing. Just amazing. And that song, Woman Like You.
And trust me, in short order, it will become memory. So keep those memories.
Indeed.
Indeed. Thank God for a woman like you. I would have met her.
Amen.
Fine lady.
Okay.
All right, I know you're standing by for sports, so I'm going to let you get yourself together.
Okay.
Come on, let your feet get heavy. Let's go. Come on. Somebody make some noise. Come on, baby, Jehovah. Even you.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, say it.
Come on.
your candle, light your world. You know, I always say your candle can be that smile that you possess. Take it out. Smile with someone, light your world. Look out for your neighbor. This world can be a much better place if we can only look over the fence and say, neighbor, how are you doing? Come to the end of our inspirational portion. I truly hope you would have enjoyed them, the selection played. But for those who would have missed out, you can always get into the archive and listen up. Well, it's time for sports. And before that, I just have to say a special good morning to my Ruby. She made my day on Labor Day. I did get a call from her, and as usual, very enlightening. And I want to say, may she live a long and fruitful life. My Ruby, good morning to you. Now it's
you know, the failure of West Indies cricket, you know, is not the failure of Chander Paul. The failure of West Indies cricket is the failure of
Repeat that for me, sir. Please, repeat that.
Huh?
Repeat that statement, please.
The failure of West Indies cricket is not the failure of Chander Paul. It's the failure of West Indies team and its players as a whole.
Well, here comes Leon. It is time for sports. Over to you, Leon.
Yes, thanks for another good show. We welcome you back. And we know that Dennis and I are really pleased to have you back, and hopefully all is well in your neck of the woods. Just want to say good morning and many, many, many thanks to all the wonderful people who shared my birthday with me. It was joyous. I just want to say that at this point. We're going to begin the sport this morning with the announcement of the World Cup squad, and we're going to just emphasize the West Indies squad that was selected. It is as follows. Tyrone Pollard, captain, followed by Nicholas Puran, the vice-captain, Fabian Allen, Dwayne Bravo, Ralston Chase, Andre Fletcher, Chris Gayle. I mentioned Chris Gayle once again. Chris Gayle, Shimron Hetmyer, Evan Lewis, Obed McCoy, Ravi Rampal, Andre Russell, Lendell Simmons, O'Shane Thomas, and Hayden Walsh Jr. The reserve star, Jason Holder, Akeem Hussain, Sheldon Cottrell, Darren Bravo, and these were the reserves. So we will be talking about that tomorrow in detail. You know, a lot to discuss. And so we are happy that the team has been announced. And England, the fifth test match between England and India was abandoned. Oh, it was cancelled. And what is the reason for the cancellation? A number of the members of the traveling party got ill with the COVID virus, and India could not field the team for the fifth test. And is it going to be cancelled, or is it that India forfeit the game? We'll wait and see. But to me, none of their players, the Indian players, were sick because of the COVID. And as a result, they forfeited the game, and I believe that England should get the points. We're going to discuss that tomorrow because it's a topic that is needed to be aired, and we hope that a resolution is found. I hope they find a venue to play that final match and don't call the series, at, you know, just make justice prevail. The Caribbean Premier League. It's coming to the end, of course. It seems as if it were yesterday that it started. But it would be finishing next week. That is the 15th of September. The following are the standings. Trinbago, Knight Riders, they are on top with 10 points. And the St. Kitts Nevis Patriots, they are on 10 points, but with an inferior net run rate. Next would be Jamaica, Palawas, and St. Lucia Kings, and at the cellar would be the Warriors and the Barbados Royals. So again, Trinbago Knight Riders, St. Kitts Nevis Patriots, Jamaica Talawas, St. Lucia Kings, and the Amazon Warriors and the Barbados Warriors. A little tight tongue this morning, but it's perhaps what I drank before I come on the show. But nevertheless, we have the results of all the games that are played. And also, we're going to bring you tomorrow the players with the most runs scored in the tournament thus far. And, of course, the ones who have taken the most wickets to that point as well. So be with us tomorrow, and we'll give you all the details as well. The next week's ODI series between San and New Zealand will not be a part of the ongoing ICC Men's Cricket World Cup Super League. Both cricket boards have announced, of course, they'll find a venue for that match to take place. And the reason for that, because the DRS is not available for that venue that the match is being played. South Africa women are touring the West Indies, and so far, the West Indies, the first match was a no result. The second match of the T20 series, South Africa won that by some 50 runs. The third T20, West Indies won by 5 wickets. And the ODI, the first ODI, was won by South Africa by 8 wickets. And South Africa win the second ODI by some 9 wickets. And we are hoping to see what the West Indies will do. And on the 16th will be the fourth, and the final will be played on the 5th. Let's hope that the young ladies can revive their chances. Of course, we know that Stefani Taylor is not available for the series because of illness. Turning our attention to Emma, to the U.S. Open, the women's final, and Emma Raducanu. She's facing off with the fellow teenager, Lila Fernandez, in the finals. Of course, give you some stats. Emma, she's 18 years old, and Leila Fernandez, she's 19. Emma, both, believe you me, both players were born in Canada. One is representing England, and one is representing France. What an amazing thing. One is right-handed, one is left-handed. The world ranking for Emma, she's 150th, while Leila, she's ranked 73rd. And her career earnings for Emma is £220,000, which is about $303,000. And for Leila, £570,000 or $786,772. And we just wish them both well and hope come through. No Osaka, and no whom. Of course, we know that Venus and her sister did not enter the tournament this year for the first time. U.S. Open, record the men, and Novak Djokovic, he's set to set up a final with Daniel Medvedev. And we just wish that Djokovic could come through by winning his 21st and be the top winningest player winning the Grand Slam. So good luck to you, Novak. And that's one of my favorite players. Turning my attention now to the soccer and the EPL over in England, the first division. And Hotspur, they are on top, followed by West Ham. Manchester United are third. And guess who are in fourth place? Chelsea, my team. And just above Liverpool. Liverpool are fifth. The strange thing about the first five teams, the first six teams, they all have 7 points, but with a difference in goal difference. And of course, Chelsea maintains that little edge above Liverpool. Just a little edge, but a little edge is still a big edge. In fifth, Liverpool. In sixth, Everton. Seventh, Manchester City. Eighth, Brighton. Ninth, Leicester City. Tenth, Brentford. 11th, Aston Villa. 12th, you have Watford. Crystal Palace, they are 13th, followed by Southampton, 14th. Leeds are 15th. Burnley, 16th. Newcastle, they are 17th. And at the bottom of the table are Wolves, Norwich, and guess whom?
at the bottom. Arsenal, man, that is so strange to see Arsenal down at the bottom. But, of course, we know they'll be heard tomorrow, but just want to thank all the wonderful people who have been with us over the years and trust that you can send us some funds to help us keep the show on the air. Of course, you send that amount to The Cricket Show, INC, P.O. Box 1139, in Crawfordville, Florida, 32326. The number and address are as follows. The Cricket Show, INC, P.O. Box 1139, Crawfordville, Florida, 32326. And we want to thank all those who have helped us along the way over the 11 years, and we are grateful for their continuous support and hope that they may just be kind enough to send us a few dollars to help us keep the show alive. I don't know if Dennis has a little bit on the minor leagues. He was giving it for the past few weeks, and the folks are wondering. One lady said to me, I didn't know so many cricket is being played in the USA. So I don't know if he has an opportunity to do a little summary of what happened during the week or what was upcoming.
Yes, I'm ready. Can you hear me? Yes, I'm ready.
Go right ahead. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay. Well, this is the lineup for today, Saturday, September the 11th, for the Toyota Minor League cricket matches being played this weekend. Starting today, Saturday, September 11th, we have the Atlanta Fire against the Morrisville Cardinals at the Atlanta Cricket Fields, Cumming, Georgia. That's the 10 a.m. start. Orlando Galaxy playing the Fort Lauderdale Lions. This is at the Silver Star Recreation Center, Orlando, Florida, 10 a.m. start. The New England Eagles will take on the Empire State Titans at the Idlewild Park in Rosedale, New York, 10 a.m. in New Jersey. Somerset Cavaliers versus the Philadelphians at the Hull Athletic Complex, Somerset, New Jersey, 10 a.m. start. These matches, of course, are Saturday, September the 11th. That's today. We have Seattle Thunderbolts against Silicon Valley Strikers, Morgan Hill Outdoor Complex at Morgan Hill, California, 10 a.m. start. We also have the Irving Mustangs against the Houston Hurricane at the Sandy Lake Cricket Ground in Carrollton, Texas. That's a 2 p.m. start. Atlanta Paramveers versus the Morrisville Cardinals at the Atlanta Cricket Fields, Cumming, Georgia, 2 p.m. start. DC Hawks against the Philadelphians at the Hull Athletic Complex, Somerset, New Jersey. That's 2 p.m. Manhattan Yorkers against Empire State Titans, Idlewild Park, Rosedale, New York, 2 p.m. Chicago Catchers against Chicago Blasters, Washington Park, Skokie, Illinois, 2 p.m. start. Houston Hurricane against Austin Athletics, Prairie View Cricket Complex, Prairie View, Texas, 2 p.m. Seattle Thunderbolts against the Bay Blazers, Morgan Hill Sports Complex, and that's Morgan Hill, California. That's a 2 p.m. start. And those are the Saturday games. Now we have some games scheduled for tomorrow, Sunday, beginning with the Florida Beamers against the Orlando Galaxy at the Silver Star Recreation Center, Orlando, Florida, 10 a.m. tomorrow, Sunday. DC Hawks against New Jersey Somerset Cavaliers at the Hull Athletic Complex, Somerset, New Jersey, 10 a.m. Sunday. New England Eagles against Manhattan Yorkers at Keeney Park in Connecticut, and that's a 10 a.m. start. Golden State Grizzlies against the Seattle Thunderbolts at the Morgan Hill Sports Complex, Morgan Hill, California, 10 a.m. tomorrow, Sunday. Hollywood Master Blasters against the San Diego Surfriders at Canyonside Park, San Diego, California, 10 a.m. Sunday. New Jersey, Somerset Cavaliers against the Empire State Titans, Hull Athletic Complex, Somerset, New Jersey, 2 p.m. tomorrow, Sunday. The New England Eagles against the New Jersey Stallions, Keeney Park, Connecticut, 2 p.m. tomorrow, Sunday. SoCal Lashings against the San Diego Surfriders, Canyonside, San Diego, California. That's a 2 p.m. start tomorrow. And following that, we have the latest batting leaders and the divisional position for the previous week play. So beginning with the Western Division, we have top of the table at number one is the Golden State Grizzlies, played 11, and they have 38 points top of the table, having lost only one game. Silicon Valley Strikers played 12, they've won 9, they've lost 2, and they have 38 points also. East Bay Blazers, number 3 in the table, played 11, won 8, lost 2. They have 34 points. Number 4 in the table, the Seattle Thunderbolts, played 12, won 6, lost 5, and they have 26 points. 5 in the table is San Diego Surfriders, played 13, won 3, lost 10. They have 12 points. 6 in the Western Division is SoCal Lashings, played 12, won 2. They have 8 points. And bringing up the rear at number 7 is the Hollywood Master Blasters, played 12, won 1, and they have 4 points. Now we go to the Central Division. Number 1 in the table, we have the Austin Athletics, played 13, won 10, and they have 42 points. Number 2, we have the Houston Hurricanes, played 12, won 10, they have 40 points. Number 3 is Michigan Cricket Stars, played 13, won 8, they have 36 points. Number 4 in that table, Irving Mustangs, played 12, won 6, and they have 28 points. Number 5, Chicago Blasters, played 12, won 3, they have 16 points with 2 no results, giving them a couple of extra points. Number 6, we have St. Louis Americans, 13 played, 3 won, 14 points. And bringing up the rear in the Central Division is the Chicago Catchers, played 12. They have yet to secure a win, and they've lost all matches, although they have 2 no results, which gave them 4 points. In the Southern Division, we have top of the table, number 1, the Atlanta Fire, played 11, won 7, they have 30 points. Number 2 is the Morrisville Cardinals, played 12, won 7, they have 28 points. Number 3, Orlando Galaxy, played 12, won 2, and they have 20 points. Of course, they have 6 no results, giving them extra points, so this is why they've got 20 points from with only 2 victories, because they have 6 no results. Number 4 is the Atlanta Paramedics, played 11, won 3, and they have 18 points. They also have 3 no results. Number 5 in the table is Fort Lauderdale Lions, played 10, they've won 2, and they have 12 points with 2 no results. And number 6, bringing up the rear, Florida Beamers, played 12, they've won 1, and they have 8 points with 2 no results. And in the final division table, we have the Eastern Division. Number 1 is the New Jersey Stallions, played 13, won 8, they have 34 points. Number 2 is the Philadelphians, played 12, won 6. They have 30 points with 3 no results. Number 3 in the table is the DC Hawks, 13 played, 7 victories, 6 defeats, and they have 28 points. Number 4 in the table is Empire State Titans, played 11, won 5, they have 26 points. Number 5 is the New Jersey Somerset Cavaliers, played 13, won 6, and they have 26 points. Number six in the table is Manhattan Yorkers, played 11, 1-6. They too have 26 points. And bringing up the rear, we have New England Eagles, played 11, 1-4. They have 18 points. And to continue with the statistics, we have the batting leaders, the top 10 in the Atlantic Conference, beginning with Xavier Marshall, who's played 12 matches, has 520 runs with an average of 52. Number two in that table is Ravi Inder Singh Mehra, played 13. He has 413 runs with an average of 37. Number three is Zain A. Saeed, played 8 matches. He has 392 runs and a batting average of 78. Of course, he has 3 knockouts, which has helped his average. Number four in the table is Jaskaran Malhotra. We've heard about Malhotra in the World League 2 Championship, but more on that at a later time. Malhotra has played 10 matches before his departure for the Middle East. He has scored 305 runs and he had an average of 50. Number five is Trevon Griffiths, played 9 matches, scored 304 runs with an average of 43. Number six is Sonny Sohal, played 13 with a total run scored of 301, average of 23. Number seven, Jonathan Fu, played 10. He has scored 270 runs and he has an average of 67. And there again, the asterisk, he has had 5 not-outs, which obviously helped his average to a total of 67, although he's only scored a total of 270 runs. Number 8 is Rajendra Chandrika, played 10 matches, scored a total of 264 runs, and he has an average of 37. Number 9 is Chris Patandin, played 10. Total runs scored 255, and he has an average of 31. And number 10 is Mark Parchment, played 9, scored 250 runs total, and his average is 41, again with 3 not outs helping his average there. And the final Pacific Conference top 10 batting leaders for the matches completed last weekend, we have leader Jacobus Pienaar, 12 matches, total of 430 runs scored with an average of 47. Number two is Cody Chetty, 12 matches, total runs scored 423 with an average of 47. Sujit Gowda is number three with 10 matches played, 384 total runs, average of 42. Number four is Willem Luddick, 12 matches, 381 total runs scored, and an average of 47. Number five is Andries Goos, 11 matches, 371 runs scored, average of 46. Number six is Sri Krishna A, 13 matches, total runs scored, 333. With an average of 27. Number seven is Nikhil Kanchan, 12 matches, 332 runs scored, his average is 36. Number eight is Ryan Scott, he's had 12 matches, 323 total runs, average of 29. Number nine is Shihan Jayasuriya, 11 matches, total runs scored, 320, his average is 35. And number 10 in the Pacific Conference batting table, top 10, Marty Kane. He has scored 314 runs from 12 matches, and his average is 39. So there we have it. The league continues this weekend. And we are at the penultimate weekend because I think the final weekend will be next weekend, then we will start to see the playoffs and the deciding champions in the Toyota Minor League. We're pleased to bring you these results and hope they are making your weekend so much brighter. Thank you, and back to you, Leon and Ivor.
Yes, thank you for that. Just one correction there. The Galaxy and the Florida Beamers, their game today would be at 12 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock
okay.
In silver.
Thank you for that correction.
Yeah, but tomorrow would be at 10 o'clock. Yes, indeed. And we have in the CPL, we have the Barbados taking on St. Lucia Kings. And I think they would have lost some 2 wickets already, the St. Lucia Kings. They were sent in to bat. They're 18 for 2 in over number 5. 4.2 overs being bowled. So it's do or die for the St. Lucia Kings. I think the Barbados, they're virtually out of it. In rock bottom. The Spiceman, he went second ball. And, you know, he's in 50-man squad. He would have wanted a good looking, a good good mark today, but he went second ball for second ball duck. Okay, well, they await Cardinals come on in with birthdays and events that would have taken place on this date. In the meantime, let's see what we have here. We are not going to promise anybody anything.
Okay, Okay. Now, telling the score has been updated 33 to 2. That's what I. Yeah. And just want to talk to you about.
Down by your home again, then you make me sit down whole day. For you alone, I'll be sitting still. No promise me, come give me up right away. No promise me, don't care what you're going to say. No, 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 no. No promise nothing. No, 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 no. And you know nothing gonna happen. Aye. Say you no stay. She send your brother to say you gone down by day. Y'all a walk the whole of the beach and I search like a crazy man. But the only thing I found was shell and sand. No promise me, come give me them right away. No promise me, okay, what you going to say? No, 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 no. No promise nothing. No, 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 no. And you know nothing go happen. You catch me in St. Thomas, darling, that was really mad. You're your crucial man, had me that in elevation. But who would be so cool on? Sleeping in boxes and trash cans all above. No promise me, come give me up right away. No promise me, no care what you're going to say. No, 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 no. Honey, no promise nothing. No, 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 no. And Shaggy ain't getting nothing. You can escape me, my love. If you fly in the morning, bet your life that I'm coming. You I want and not another, my love. Cross my heart and soul. It's better you give in now and save us a latter row. Give yourself a break, you'll enjoy for enjoyment's sake. Life is too short a one. It's just a few short moments and then I come. No promise me, come give me them right away. No promise me, no care what you're going to say. No, 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 no. No promise nothing. No, 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 no. And you know you ain't doing nothing.
is.
Okay. I'm on the show. I'm on the show right now.
Leon, you're live with us.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, we're saying Shortcut is politely asking not to make any promises. So, but I'm going to promise you that Cardinal is going to be on, and of course he has his own 911 that he's going to probably tell us when he comes on. And he will be bringing you birthdays and events that would have taken place on this date and anniversaries as well. But I think you better go ahead and hail your many, many fans. Take it in whichever order. Either you bring the events today or the special fans. Over to you, Cardinal. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Denison. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I am going to bring the birthdays and anniversary list first. And I'm hoping, you know, if my fans, you know, they like to be upfront, especially the ones up in New York. They don't like to be taken for granted. They don't like second place. So if they put the pressure on me, Ivor, I'm gonna direct it to you. So, and I know the fans in New York are the first gonna say, how dare you put us in second place? But I'm gonna take my chances right now and give us the historical notes for now. Good morning, and it's the 11th day of September 2021, marked as the 254th day of the year. Now, in birthdays, we have Derek Seeley out of Barbados, a West Indian cricket player. His historical fact is that he's the 122 days, he's the youngest player to play for West Indies, the youngest cricketer to play for West Indies, and the youngest outside of the subcontinent. Okay, he was born in 1912. Oscar De Costa from Jamaica. From India, you have Lala Amanas, who on debut made India's first test century against England in 1933-34, I think. And you also remember he had two sons who also played for India, Surinder and Mohinder Amanas. So there goes a cricketing family. Murali Kartik from India, Virender Sharma, an umpire. Vinayak Kulkarni, also an umpire. From Australia, we have Henry Cooper, born in 1949. And his great-grandson, Henry Cooper's great-grandson, also played for Australia, Paul Sheehan. And we remember Paul Sheehan's history with Clive Lloyd, who challenged Sheehan, who was known for a reputation as the great cover fieldsman. Ivor can tell you more about that story between Paul Sheehan, the great grandson of Cooper, and Clive Lloyd. Alexi Kofezi from Canada, Darren Ramsamy, Duran Sorain, and this is the anniversary of Chris Gayle's ODI debut versus India in 1999. It's also the president of Ferdinand Marcos, you know, who was brought down as Philippines president, brought down for his corruption in that office. Charles Evers, American civil rights leader, first black mayor of Mississippi, you know, in the Reconstruction. Tom Landry, an NFL player, played for New York Giants and coached the Dallas Cowboys. Franz Beckenbauer, a German football player and manager. Bashar al-Assad, that man, that dentist, who went back home to Syria to become the president because of the control that Europeans had over Syria. And since then, you know, they have been bashing him in order to get out of office.
they destroyed Syria. You remember? You remind me when Spyro sing, "I am Christopher, son of Lucifer. I will destroy an entire tongue just to catch one man." Jamaica entertainer Elephant Man, he's 45. Rapper Ludacris, actor and singer Harry Connick Jr., Taraji P. Henson. I think we remember her mostly from what movie? Okay, quite a bit. The Battle of Stirling Bridge, with the Scottish rebel, as he's called, William Wallace, defeated the British in 1503. Michelangelo begins his sculpting of the 12 apostles for the Cathedral of Florence. And all of us are familiar with that sculpture or painting of it, you know, because we see it all over the place. It's probably over everybody's fireplaces who celebrate Christianity. In 1649, you have the massacre of Drogheda in Ireland. Oliver Cromwell killed 3,000 royalists. This was when, you know, there was a kind of rising against that element of European aristocracy. In 1773, Benjamin Franklin writes, "There never was a good war or a bad peace." And, you know, those writings strike you as being a little bit contradictory, since the people who write them are always involved in war. Wow. Okay, in 1777, was the Battle of Brandywine in Pennsylvania, where Americans lost to the British. A Polish soldier, Casimir Pulaski, is credited to have saved the life of George Washington. In 1789, Alexander Hamilton was appointed the first Secretary of the U.S. Treasury. I mean, he created that institution. So he was appointed its first thing. In 1853, the first electric telegraph used merchant exchange in San Francisco to Point Lobos, California. In 1897, after months of pursuit, generals of Menelik II of Ethiopia, Kategaki Shiroko, the last king of Kafir, bringing an end to that ancient kingdom. That's a little bit of African history. In 1910, you have the first commercially successful electric bus line opens in Hollywood. In 1915, W.C. Handy, the father of the blues, publishes his most famous composition, St. Louis Blues. In 1945, Franklin Delano Roosevelt orders the U.S. Navy that any Axis ship, you know, you guys would remember the little organizations that they created after the Second World War, the Axis powers and the whatever else. Any Axis ship found in American waters be bombed on sight. 1940, see, I tell you about the war. In 1941, construction of the Pentagon begins in Arlington County in Virginia, and it was completed in January 15th, 1903. Oh, no, that can't be right. In 1946, the first mobile long-distance car-to-car telephone conversation. In 1951, Florence Chadwick becomes the first woman to swim the English Channel from England to France, and it took 16 hours and 19 minutes. In 1959, Congress passes a bill authorizing food stamps for poor Americans. Wow. In 1973, Chilean President Salvador Allende, the first elected Marxist president of South American country, is deposed in a military coup led by General Augusto Pinochet. These things need a little historical correction, because General Pinochet was an agent of the United States. So he did not so much lead. He was an instrument of American authority, and they murdered the elected, the truly elected president of Chile, and put Pinochet in his place. Pinochet was their, you know, their Dubai, and he murdered young men in that country left and right during the terror, during the entire period of his reign. Hold on a little bit. With you.
Right.
Yeah.
So for people who
are not familiar with the historical facts, they can be misled by these little sound bites that are being, you know, disseminated. That's pure missing. Inadequate information is as dangerous as inaccurate information. So that's the reason I have to clear that up a little bit. I do not want to be a party to disseminating misinformation, because it would catch me up in the light. I don't want that on my conscience. So that's why I have to clear up the issue about these things as far as I know them. So Augusto Pinochet, which is the American Dubois in South America, murdered hundreds of people, maybe thousands of people. Women are still mourning the loss of their sons, because these sons were challenging Pinochet's authority, and America stood by and watched as it unfolded. In 1985, Sri Lanka scored their first test century, their first test victory, sorry, by 149 runs versus India. In 1987, Jamaica's Peter Tosh, international reggae artist, Free Eye, radio disturbance, were murdered by Dennis Lobman. In 1999, U.S. Open women's tennis, Serena Williams won her first Grand Slam title, beating Martina Hingis 6-3, 7-6. In 2001, and this, you know, is the famous history of today. 2001, two passenger planes hijacked by Al-Qaeda terrorists. This is the current narrative. By Al-Qaeda terrorists crashed into New York's World Trade Center towers, causing the collapse of both buildings. That information, that popular information, is still being questioned for its authenticity. I'm going to remind you of that. It caused the death of 2,606 people. That's the death toll. That's the official death toll. But then again, like I say, you can't rely on the official information. There's more in the matter beside the pestle. And that same day, it was said that other terrorists hijacked other passenger planes. One crashed into the Pentagon, and another was ditched somewhere in Pennsylvania, which was the United Airlines Flight 93. In 2005, yes, that was September 11, 2001. In 2005, the State of Israel completes its unilateral disengagement from the Gaza Strip. Again, this is a little bit of misinformation. That was a symbolic gesture. It didn't really happen. Okay? And like I say, I'm just saying this because I don't want to be a party to disseminating misinformation. South Africa, in 2014, South African athlete Oscar Pistorius, remember the guy with the iron legs? You know, he shot his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp, was later found not guilty of murder, but then later convicted of culpable homicide. In 2018, UN Secretary, the body of former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan lies in state in Accra, Ghana, ahead of a state funeral. In 2018, the book, Fear, Trump in the White House by Bob Woodard, is published by Simon and Schuster. And in 2020, Toots Hibbert and the Maytals, remember him? Died. And he didn't die from COVID, I don't think. I would know more about that. And how about the new tennis sensation, Leila Fernandez? She's on the verge of inscribing her own historical record on September 11th. Mother from the Philippines, father from Ecuador, and she had created quite a stir in this year's U.S. Open. She's in the finals, and I'm rooting for her to win it all.
Mm-hmm.
She is just an amazing tennis player, and I think she's an amazing person as well. Leila Fernandez. So let's look forward to this. And finally, let me remind myself to celebrate the birthday, what would have been the 33rd birthday of my son, 2003. He was on September 11th, 1988. Died at the age of 15. I still celebrate his birth. So, Iva, if you could find that music by Rod Stewart, Forever Young.
Mm-hmm.
I request that you play it for me in my son's memory, even as I celebrate his birth. Thank you, everyone. And
yeah,
I'm hoping that you appreciate something from the historical notes.
Yeah, Cardinal. Morning.
Yes. Morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning to you. Just according to my records and Wikipedia's record, both players, Emma and Leila, were born in Canada.
Oh.
Leila Fernandez was born in Canada.
Yeah, she's born in Canada.
Emma Radu was born in Canada.
Radu Kanu.
Yeah.
But she lives in England.
Both born in Canada. One represents, one is a citizen of Great Britain, and one is a citizen of Canada. But they were both born in Canada.
In Canada.
Okay. Good morning to you, and just want to wish you, you know, condolences on the passing of your son. Some, honey, 20 years ago, is it? Or 15 years ago?
That would have been 18 years ago.
18 years ago. Oh, my goodness. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. Okay, Ivor, back over to you. He played music. He played the music.
Oh.
And they sunshine and poppy, found through when you fall from home.
And may you grow to be proud, dignified. And to one, to what is that you have done. Be courageous as you pray, and in my heart you'll always say,
Dennis, are you there?
I am here, Liam.
Yes, we seem to have lost Ivor. He's on mute, I think he is. Okay, until he gets back, anything? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, couple of updates for you.
Yes, go ahead.
You remember the English Premier League? Well, Tottenham did lose their first match this morning, 3-0 against Crystal Palace. Mm-hmm. And,
oh,
of course, the great Ronaldo has scored his first goal for United back
in the United. Oh,
yes, they're now leading
Manchester.
1-0. And,
okay. You see me here a little. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So this.
We have some background noise coming from Ivor and trying to get back on.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you back on,
Ivor? It seemed like we lost Cardinal. Yes.
Yeah, Cardinal was dropped, and you were making.
No, I just put myself
connection.
On mute. Really.
No, there's someone making a connection. You're definitely off air with the studio, and okay. But Dennis was saying something about things. So come right back in, Dennis, and then I will, Ivor. Finish what you're saying, Dennis.
Yes, I was just giving you the updates on the scores of the soccer match and, of course, the CPL right now. The St. Lucia Kings 78-3 against Barbados. Run rate of 11 right now. Fast 40.
11.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it. Ivor is back. Welcome back, Ivor.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Well, folks, we're standing by for... a special guest coming up at the top of the hour, so we want you to stand by for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something of worth, so stand by for that. That's in another 5 minutes or so. So stick and stay. Don't you away.
Yes, indeed. Dennis's baby. She talks She talked with him last week, right, Dennis?
It's long time you promised him. You tell me you love me still. You tell me to wait. I sit down by your home again. Yeah, you make me sit down whole day. For you alone, I'll be sitting still. No promise me, come give me up right away. No promise me, don't care what you're going to say. No, 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 no. No promise not to. No, 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 no. And you know nothing gonna happen. Aye. Say you no stay. She send your brother to say you gone down by bay. Y'all a walk the whole of the beach and I search like a crazy man. But the only thing I found was shell and sand. No promise me, come give me them right away. No promise me, okay, what you going to say? No, 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 no. No promise nothing. No, 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 no. And you know nothing go happen. No promise. You catch me in Saint Thomas, darling, that was really mad. You're your crucial man, at me that in elevation. But to hold me so cool on, sleeping in boxes and trash cans all above. No promise me, come give me up right away. No promise me, okay, what you going to say? No, 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 no. Honey, no promise, nothing. No, 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 no. And Shaggy ain't getting nothing. No promise. There's no way you can escape me, my love. If you fly in the morning, bet your life that I'm coming. You I want and not another, my love. Cross my heart and soul. It's better you give in now and save us a latter row. Give yourself a break, you'll enjoy for enjoyment's sake. Life is too short a one. It's just a few short moments and then I come. No promise me, come give me them right away. No promise me, don't care what you're going to say. No, 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 no. No promise nothing. No, 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 no. And you know you ain't doing nothing. No promise.
Yes, no promises, but we promise you that we are going to be having special guests just about now. I'm going to be turning it over to Mr. Leon Francis to do the honor.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Ivor. We're still awaiting the guests. We just made contact and they are on their way to call in, but they're not in yet with us. But let me just tell you about, okay, I think we have Debbie on with us. Good morning. A pleasant good morning to you, Debbie. Good morning. Pleasant good morning. Are you on mute or what? I think we...
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Good morning, Debbie. Debbie, good morning. Good morning. We have a little problem with you. Are you hearing me quite well? I know you're in the country, but you got to come into town when you do this call. Good morning, Debbie. Yes, we're not hearing her at all. And
that's with the 845 number?
Yes, 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 that's the 845. Yes, she's on, but that's not her now. She's not very audible. Why don't we play a song from Antigua and Jill?
Yeah, try to begin.
start parading, I ain't a cutthroat. Jamming tight with a Lego. With a little Yankee tourist at that. She says she comes down from Halifax.
Oh, guess who's having some problems getting on with us?
So she comes to join in the bacchanal. She wants to go jump and play. She must just like an Antiguan. She wants to go jump up and join in a Juve jam. Join in the greatest vehicle of expression. Jumping in the steel band, dancing in the sun. She wants to romp, she wants to dance. She wants to jump, she wants to run. She wants a mouth, she wants to jam. She gonna run, call every time she hear a pan roll.
Hello? Are you here, Debbie?
Dennis is hearing you.
Pleasant good morning to all you in Radio Land, and we have the pleasure of having with us Debbie Campbell and Dawn Cochrane out of Antigua. Good morning, ladies. This is Leon Francis. Dennis, are you hearing anything from your end?
I'm hearing you, Leon.
But I'm not hearing them. They are very much live. I just talked to her, and something is wrong from her end. So we don't know, Dawn or Debbie, if you're hearing us. We are not hearing you. Seems as if your two-way conversation has not been properly linked. So we'll, let me put you back again and see. Okay, go ahead.
Leon, we can just give some background on Debbie and Dawn, because they they're part of the Antigua and Barbuda Care Charity Group. And
they've
launched an appeal to help for the Antigua and Barbuda community. They are appealing for help with material and, of course, financial support, including school material, books, and so on. The group is led here by Debbie Simon Campbell. And her number, for those who are interested in getting in touch with Debbie, is 845-820-6598. Or you can email Debbie at debbiecampbellnyc@aol.com. And, of course, there's Dawn, who's part of the team, and her name is Dawn Curtin. You can reach Dawn at telephone number 785-554-5628. And Dawn's email is Kirton, that's K-I-R-T-O-N 697 at gmail.com. All contributions and inquiries should be directed to Dawn and Debbie at the contact information just given above. And, of course, we at Blog Talk Radio, The Cricket Show, encourages listeners and our panelists to support this worthy cause and to help the COVID-affected communities there in Antigua and Barbuda. Debbie, Dawn, if you're hearing us, give us a shout now. We're, you know, waiting for you if you can hear us. Let us know that you're there. So far, Leon, it does not appear that Debbie and Dawn are with us on the board, but we just want to give a shout out to their charitable work there and wishing for them to have success and keep this thoughts and help coming for those folks in Antigua and Barbuda via the Antigua and Barbuda Charitable, Barbuda Care Charity. Leon, come in. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, but we are waiting. We're still waiting the appearance of Dawn and Debbie.
Debbie, okay.
And we're trying all out we can to bring her, bring them in whatever means we can. But we heard them briefly in the background.
Yes.
But not
okay.
So. But like you rightfully say, they are raising funds for Antigua. And, you know, during the pandemic, lots of people are having hardship. And Antigua is one of those countries that did not give any stimulus to any of its citizens. And it's very, very hard. I spoke to my nephew, and he tells me, you know, lots of people are having it very, very difficult. And let's see if we get the cardinal that was dropped. And then he's back on. So, So we're looking forward to see if we can get a three-way back into our system. Are we on yet, Ivor? No. Okay. Because last week she was on very good, and this week we are not. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
Let's take it up a little notch, play a little music from Antigua in the meantime, in between time, until we come back.
Okay.
Night and day are catching hell, people think are doing well, just because I sing a few calypso. But that is my misery, calypso don't make money, but most of them don't know that I have my axe to grind, just like any other man, existing in poverty, and this giant ghetto land. But I intend to hang on, tell them for me no die. I ain't gonna eat life, I ain't gonna grow old, sitting in the cold, not me. No way, they gonna have to beat me, they gonna have to eat me, or the heads go roll. Tell them I say, I'm gonna die in this land, nobody gonna run me from where me come from. Nobody gonna run me, lad. Nobody gonna run me. Nobody gonna run me. Nobody gonna run me. Me mama must yam. Me papa must yam. Me woman must yam. Me pigly must yam. Nobody gonna run me. Nobody gonna run me. Nobody gonna run me, lad. Nobody gonna run me. Life ain't much for us to choose, some we win and some we lose, but sometimes life is so confusing. I had a lot of friends one time, whom I used to wine and dine and gave them bread when they need it. Now most of them against me, take me, make the enemy me, simply because I am not what they all want me to be, and with their political views I can't agree, but tell them for me no die, I ain't gonna eat life. I ain't gonna grow old, sitting in the cold, not me, Algie. No way, they gonna have to beat me, they gonna have to eat me, or the heads go roll. Tell them I say, I was born in this land, I gonna die in this land, nobody gonna run me
where me come from. Nobody go run me. Nobody go run me. Nobody go run me. Nobody go run me. Me mama must yam. Me papa must yam. Me woman must yam. Me pick him up yam. Nobody go run me. Nobody go run me.
Give me her number so I can call her.
Hello? Okay.
Give me her number so I can bring her in on my line.
Okay. Dawn's number is 785.
Sorry, go ahead. Ivor. Well, seems that we're running into some issues here.
Oh, yes.
Well, the number, Ivor, if you're listening, Dawn's number is 785-554-5628. And Debbie's number is 845-820-6598.
Okay, I am pleased to have both ladies online here with us at the Saturday Morning Entertainment Cricket Show. So, Leon, take it away. Ladies are hearing you loud and clear.
Yeah, good. A pleasant good morning to you, ladies. Good morning. How are you?
Dawn and Debbie.
It has been a pleasure to be back with us this week. And we hope that you will be enjoying this
has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3.
Yes.
For delivery options, press 4.
That's
to cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound.
Okay, that's coming. Sorry for that interruption. Let's see if we have...
Debian.
Debbie and Dawn are back?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. We're sorry for that interruption there. But first of all, let me just ask of you.
What ladies are here now?
Yeah, we keep on.
Yes.
All right, here.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning to you, Dawn and Debbie.
This is Leon.
Good morning.
With host Ivan Henry
and Jenny
Seed.
Good morning.
First of all, ladies, just introduce yourself and tell us the purpose for you being with us this morning. Debbie Simon Campbell. I'm from Antigua, and I am part of the Antigua and Barbuda's Kia team.
I am Dawn Cochrane Curtin, and I am part of the Antigua and Barbuda's Kia team. So I will let Debbie start.
The reason why we're on this morning is that we're reaching out to all Antiguans and Barbudans, letting them know that we have a project that we're trying to assist Antiguans and Barbudans in Antigua. That is, we do it on a regular basis, but now with COVID hitting, we're looking for help, back-to-school items. We're still doing that. And we're also trying to support the Independence Day luncheon at the soup kitchen in Antigua.
So tell me how is the progress so far?
Are you getting a lot of help from other organizations? We're not getting a lot of help from a lot of organizations. I think everybody is in the same bracket right now. They're looking for help. You know what? We're forging through. We're trying to get help with shipping right now. We have a bulk of things here to ship, and we have reached out to the Antigua Embassy. They don't have any grants there to help us. So if anybody would like to help us with shipping back to school items, that would be greatly appreciated.
Tell us exactly where you're based and how one can reach to donate items
and to contribute funds. They can reach me at 845-820-6598, or they can reach me via my email, Debbie Campbell. That's Debbie with a Y, D-E-B-B-Y-C-A-M-P. B-E-L-L-N-Y-T at AOL.com, or they can go to Dawn also. Dawn, can you give them your information?
Sure.
So my name is Dawn, D-A-W-N, Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N. My email is Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697 at gmail.com. My phone number is 785-554-5628.
Have you both reached out to any of the associations, the Antiguan Barbuda Association across the country, meaning like Orlando or Miami, New York, Canada, wherever? Can you tell us if you have done that and what are
Well, not association, but we do have other members within the group that have reached out to other organizations, and so we're just waiting to hear from them.
Barbuda? What is the reaction from folks from Miami? Not Barbuda. Are you also soliciting for them as well?
Yes, Dawn, can you talk on that a bit, please?
Yes. A while back, before we even started the group, I did make some contacts with two of the people that I know of Barbuda. And so the problem is going to be getting it into Antigua first, then shipping it over to them in Barbuda. And so that is the issue, is getting it over there at the moment. So if anyone is interested in helping us ship into there, and whatever we have, we can send it over there as well. We definitely need the help from everybody in the diaspora, because this is for our very underserved people. We just don't give it out to just anybody. We give it out to the people that are underserved in the different areas in Antigua, who we found out are going through a lot. And we have people on the ground there, the Smile Foundation, and the House of Refugee Ministries, Pastor Pete, that is going to be heading up the back-to-school supplies and any of the items. If somebody is interested in also working with us on those, please give us a call at the numbers that we just provided you with, which we can repeat after your other questions as well.
Yes, yes, indeed. And how about the help from the government? Are you getting any tax-free? Are these items tax-free of custom duties and the work?
Well, when we go to Pastor Pete, yeah, he gets it in tax-free. He has to go to one of the ministries, get the paperwork filled out, and we do get it in tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You mentioned also that you have in touch with the various councils across the country as well.
Yes, we have been. Dawn has reached out to the councilor and I think both councilors managed
Miami?
By the same person in Miami. Mm. And they did say that they currently do not have any funding to assist us.
Yes. Dennis, would you like to say something to your friends? You talked to them last week in my absence.
Yes, Debbie, I'm hearing you. Debbie and Dawn, welcome back to our show. And once again, we have been attempting to pass the word out about your organization and how much you are putting into this, because you care a great deal about the folks down there in Antigua and Barbuda and the situation they're going in. We certainly support your ideals. We are hoping that others within earshot of us will reach out to you and assist, especially in the area with the school books and so on. We know that it's very concerning that you have children going back to school and not being comfortable because they don't have the necessary equipment to learn. And of course, we want them to have food and other materials to help. So since we last spoke, Debbie, can you tell us how, you know, give us an indication of how much support you've seen since we last spoke?
Well, we're still at the same place. We haven't really received any further assistance. I mean, so we're hoping that, you know, since we're on, this is our second week on, people are hearing. We do recognize also that
everyone, regardless of whether or not you're in Antigua, Barbuda, you're in the United States, wherever you are in the world right now, you are being affected by COVID. That's it, without the shadow of a doubt. So, you know, what we're asking is that $25, $20, $10 will assist us in, you know, doing something for the people back home. So we're really asking you to, you know, think about it, dig deep, and donate. If you donate, you know, get your families in the house. If your kids are getting, their allowance, ask them to donate a portion of their allowance towards a cause, and hopefully our cause is right up on their list that they can do something and assist also.
Yeah.
We have a question from the Dennis. We have a question from Ivor, the host of this show this morning. Ivor, one a question for Dawn and Debbie. Ivor?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, well, let me congratulate you guys on your effort in trying to not forgetting Antigua and Barbuda while you're in the diaspora. But in terms of funding, do you have like something set up where people can just donate to a site or something?
Well, yes, we do. We have a GoFundMe page. I can send you the link after we get off. That they can go to GoFundMe. We also have a nonprofit that we're working directly that is actually helping to support us. It's called ECCR Group. An ECCR group, just giving them a shout out that they help small business to start up or to maintain their small businesses. They have been very helpful in terms of reaching out to their members, also the Kappas, et cetera, which they're trying to do certain projects with us right now. For example, this is down the line, maybe a golf outing that will support all the different charities that we're trying to support in Antigua. When we get off, I'll ask Dawn to send you the link, because I'm actually out on the street. I'm actually doing something for Dawn right now, traveled some miles to get her some Gary and some masala for her curry. But anyway, I'll ask Dawn to send you the link to send you the link so that anyone that wants to donate can go onto the GoFundMe page and really donate something.
Yes, indeed.
Great, thank you.
We want to thank you for that. And maybe as time go on, you might be able to maybe get fish fries and gathering, or if COVID would give us a chance to have some sort of a gathering where you can, you know, get some funding.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it all depends on funding. But we still want to comment.
Sugar?
Here,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So go ahead, I'm sorry. Somebody was asking me a question. Go ahead,
We're just saying that, you know, as you're in time to come, you'll be able to put on events where you can
Absolutely. Travis Brown, who's one of the members of this particular group, we're talking about doing a HAAS event where we're going to be honoring people from Antigua and from Barbuda that have really done a lot for our, the community. And the funds from that will go directly to the charities that we're supporting in Antigua. The charities are the soup kitchen. The soup kitchen serves about 150 people in Antigua every single day of the week. The House of Refuge, which is ministered, pastored by Pastor Wendell Peets. There is the Smile Foundation, which is headed by Shanita Joseph and her group. And we also support a group of women. Right now, they were in a group, Empowered Women. It's not a group anymore, but there are approximately 20 women that are in the group right now that we still support. As a matter of fact, one of them is desperately in need of some help right now. She just got burned badly, the whole right side of her body and portion of her left side, so she's burnt out. Is in need of help, not only medically, but financially, paying her rent, et cetera. So we support a lot of different avenues in Antigua, and we keep it low. But if anyone, even beside money, we take, if they want to send food items, Pampers, whatever, we support the Fines Foundation also, the Fines Institute in Antigua also. We have sent tons of things down to the institution. There are little things that we do behind the scenes to support our fellow Antiguans, because we do understand the need of support from where we're coming from.
Okay.
Dennis,
I think you had one more question. I am assuming that this is non-political, because I know a lot of people would...
Non-political whatsoever. Non-political whatsoever. I do. Number one, we are very transparent, and that's one of the things that I push for in the group, is that we are very transparent. We do things for people. We're not doing things for color. We're not sending books and bags and things down because we're in a specific area. We are not doing things to highlight any particular political party. I stay away from it. I shy away from it. I don't like it because, number one, it's the culture of it, sometimes it can be so distasteful. So one of the things that we do, we have a process in which every person that comes through, no matter what color you are, you have to register. You have to register your family, your children. I need to know how many kids are in the family, et cetera, what I'm doing, so forth and so on. So, Dawn and I speak very, very much on this, that I'm not doing the political thing. I hate it. I hate the fact that this is 2021, and we as Antiguans and Barbudans can't see past the fact that people need help, not color. People are hungry, not color. People need service, not color. They need training. We have a lot of young people in Antigua that cannot read. Cell phones take away phonetics and stuff like that out of the classroom so they can leave voice notes instead of typing what exactly they need to get done. A lot of the young mothers need certification in child care and food care, et cetera. And I'm very passionate about this, that we need to help people. And I don't care who is there. If I have to call a member of a party to get service, I'm going to do it. But I'm not into color. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. I'm going to allow Dennis to give you and your organization its blessing, and you'll come back and hold on, Dennis, hold on. After that, you'll come back and you'll give out your numbers again and whatever other information where we can get in contact with you. And Liam would give you a big hearty thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Dennis. Dennis, you're on.
One of the things that we must remember is that, people are listening and they do not always have a pen handy. So we're giving them the opportunity once more to hopefully they have a pen now. We'll give them the contact information again. This is Debbie Simon Campbell at telephone number 845-820-6598. Email Debbie, D-E-B-B-Y, Campbell, with C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L-N-Y-C, at AOL.com. And we have Dawn Curtin, that's G-A-W-N-K-I-R-T-O-N, at telephone 785-554-5628. Email Curtin, that's K-I-R-T-O-N, 697 at gmail.com. So please make a note of it. All types of help is required, material, financial, even calling to reach out to pass on messages for one person to another, because this is a very worthy cause that we would very much like for you out there in our listening audience to help Debbie and Dawn for the Antigua Barbuda Care community. Back to you, Leon and Ivor.
Okay, Debbie and Dawn, we want to just thank you so much as Antiguans. We are proud of you folks. And rest assured, whatever you can do to assist you, we'll be here for you.
I want to congratulate you on what you have done so far, and just appeal. And just appeal to the numerous Antiguans around this, the USA and all around the country, all around the world, to help in a real, real good cause. So your final thoughts, and then we will just say thanks again and hoping to hear from you next week. God's willing.
So on WhatsApp.
Oh, on WhatsApp. Well, repeat that
yes.
again. Repeat that again. We missed you a little bit.
The phone numbers are on WhatsApp as well. If you WhatsApp us, we will get your message as well. So you can also call us on WhatsApp as well if you're in Antigua or if you want to contribute from any part of the world.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much for hosting us. And from Dawn and Debbie, be safe and be well.
Yes. We will
Same
see you next
you.
Week at
you're
11.
God's willing. Thank you so
okay.
much.
See
Bye-bye.
You next week at 11 o'clock.
God's willing.
Bye.
Back over to you, Ivor.
Yes, indeed. Well, we want to thank those ladies for coming through for worthy cause. And like I said earlier, you know, if everyone would reach out and even ask if the neighbor is okay, I think the world would be a much, much, much better place and a safer place in which to live. Life is always short, but we can do much more than what we're doing. So,
just before you go, I just want to say, you know, Antigua is one of the countries that did not give any stimulus to its residents, and I understand that sometimes the pension that is being given is kind of late because of the fact that lots of people aren't working to contribute to the Social Security fund. So that makes it even more difficult. So just want to appeal to all who are hearing us to. Yeah, dig deep and help and support a worthy cause. Back
yes,
to you.
Indeed.
Yes,
okay,
thank
well,
you, guys.
You're welcome. May the rest of the
Bye.
Day, rest of your day.
You too.
Your name?
Ivan?
Mm-hmm. Can I play a song, too?
Hold on.
What's going on there?
Yes. Okay, Dennis, I really, really appreciate the effort that you have put in to make it possible to promote Antigua's cause, and I'm sure many of your friends will be glad to support. I am going to be definitely doing something. Let's go back over to Iva.
Okay.
Yes, I was saying something.
No, we do have them hooked up still behind, and they're coming
we have
loud.
For you right now. We might have a hijack over here too.
I was just playing back some of those 911 calls and 20 years ago.
I'm
doing.
Okay, good. All right.
That's why it's coming in like that.
Oh.
Anyway.
We're
cutting out when you do that. But time short, we're running up the hill. We're going up the hill to 12 noon. Colonel, I'm going to summon you because we have this African thing that is happening out there, this conference that's happening. Enlighten us about that, Colonel.
Well, it's a beautiful thing to, I should say, as a symbol. Because we could remember that back in 1963, the first African Pan-Africanist conference was held in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, of which, you know, the architects of the term Pan-Africanism were in attendance. And all the African countries got together and decided to fashion the communion or the unity of African countries. This was the independence of Ghana in 1957. Remember, Kwame Nkrumah was the one who was at the first Pan-Africanist conference in Manchester in 1945, where he met with those three Trinidadians who coined the term Pan-Africanism. But the concept of Pan-Africanism was already in place since back of the time of Marcus Garvey. But Kwame Nkrumah took it into Africa as what would be the political expression of African people. So there was the first Pan-African conference in Addis Ababa in 1963. You will also remember that in 1962 was the first conference of the West Indian Federation. Those two things would have coalesced Africa right back into coalesced the Caribbean right back into Africa. But what happened? The architects of white supremacy went straight ahead to dismantle the work that was being done. And like I always say, wherever European colonialism has been, there are always people who have developed the mindset of loyalty to the colonizer. So even at that point, even without the force, the evident force of European colonialism coming to command African people, there was no military force to command African people in the Caribbean to reject the Caribbean Federation. It happened. Now, they had to use a little bit more force in Africa. They had to go and assassinate president. They assassinated Kwame Nkrumah, you know, and all they were down to assassinating Thomas Sankara, who became the president of what was called Upper Volta at the time. And he changed the name from Upper Volta that the French gave it to... the name is not coming to me right now. But all this movement was going on in Africa. There was the Black Power movement that was going on in the United States that connected with Pan-Africanism. So the white supremacy regime couldn't stand it. So they started off by assassinating the leaders of the Pan-Africanist movement. And remember, the last leader of the Pan-Africanist movement was assassinated in 2012, was it? Who is Muammar Gaddafi. Okay, so now you've always heard me say, if you talk to me enough, that it is rather surprising that the Caribbean countries never attempted to reinstitute Caribbean Federation, in spite of the fact that we know that it was a mistake that it fell apart. But nobody stepped forward, none of our leaders stepped forward to put it back together. You learn from your mistakes and you move on. So we all know that Caribbean unity is essential to our development as a people. So we came up with this thing called CARICOM, which is a kind of loose federation. And CARICOM really has no direction. It really doesn't have an agenda. Because if CARICOM did have an agenda, the United States, Britain, France, Germany could not be, you know, setting up shop in Haiti in the way they do now, and CARICOM does not make a statement. You understand? The United States could not be imposing on Cuba, trying to dismantle its independence, and CARICOM does not make a statement. So CARICOM actually is a loose body, has no direction, no agenda, nothing of the sort as the Pan-Africanist movement. But anyway, what I'm getting to at this point is that the MI5, which is the British intelligence agency, and the CIA went into Africa, spent some money around, started to create some disruption in Africa, assassinating its leaders, and one of the leaders of the Pan-Africanist movement was the leader of Zimbabwe. whom they put under so much pressure, devaluing the dollar and all this kind of thing. But they had assistance. And it is clear to see, because now that Mugabe has been replaced, the first thing that this man does is to give back the land to the white owners, to the white settlers. Mm-hmm. They're not owners of the land. The first thing that this man did was to give back the land. And Mugabe was sitting there all the time saying, we want our land. We want to be in control of our land. He lost that bid in Lancaster House, where the British promised that that would happen. But it never materialized. So in that vein, it is good to see the CARICOM African Summit being mobilized, even though they have had to do it by what is called virtual accommodation. They weren't able to go in and attend the conference. So anyway, I am glad to see that it has been attempted again, because we understand now, we should understand now what mistakes we make, and if we know our history, we won't make those errors again. So hopefully something is going to come out of this. But the one drawback that I have is that we have some leaders in the Caribbean that are still inclined in their loyalty to white supremacy, most of them. And I really can't think of one who isn't. And that loyalty is the limitation on our ability to come together and create that communion that is essential to our development. No, so it's good to see that the African CARICOM Union has been in place. Now, what is their agenda? I'm not sure, but I know if we have people in there, and Mia Motley, I understand, gave us a sterling address. But if we have people like, you know, Julius Malema, Professor Lumumba, Uhuru Kenyatta, if we got people like that to guide the movement, and with the association of the Cuban Revolution and the Haitian Revolution, we can restore. And depending on how our knowledge of what has happened in the past, the knowledge of our history, I'm sure that we can better create a more unified system where I can leave here and go to Africa and say that I'm going home. So I don't need a passport or I don't need a visa. I mean, that was the vision of Kwame Nkrumah. That was the vision of Marcus Garvey. That was the vision of George Padmore, C.L.R. James, and H. Sylvester Williams. And that should also be our vision, that we reassign ourselves to a culture that is our spiritual expression. That's the culture of African people. And, you know, detach ourselves from this culture that is not, that is the expression of a people who are inclined to dehumanize us and declare us to be less than human. The evidence of that is quite clear. Now, the next step, I guess, is to, if we get strong leaders to push this movement, the next thing that we're going to see is assassinations. And we bear in mind that assassinations do not take place the way they used to. They take place the way Bob Marley was assassinated, the way Hugo Chavez was assassinated, not the same way in which Salvador Allende was assassinated. And it can happen like that too. But because as long as they can give you the impression that it's your people who are creating the thing, creating the mess, like they paid off people in Benghazi a couple of years ago to disrupt Libya, They paid off people in Benghazi to disrupt Libya. They paid off people in Jamaica to disrupt Michael Manley. You know, things like that. We have to be cautious of things like that happening. And that is why that loyalty to you, to the colonizer and his culture, is what makes it so difficult for true revolutionary leaders to take their place and bring our territories back to the place where they used to be, where they're supposed to be. Now, I can go back and say, you remember Frederick Douglass? Frederick Douglass said to the United States, look, as free black people, we would ask of you one thing. Leave us to hell alone. Do not do anything for us. Do not try to lift us up. If you see us fall, do not try to lift us up, because you don't push us down further than where we could be pushed down already. So just keep your hands off. We're going to do it ourselves. They didn't believe that. But when black people started to build themselves, they still went on and bombed out the societies that they created. Just this year, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of the bombing of Black Wall Street in 1921. Okay? But like I said, there were others. There was Rosewood. There's Liberty
pardon
City
me
inter- in Florida.
Pardon me interrupting, Cardinal. We're going to get an opportunity. I want to ask a couple of questions.
There is overtown in Florida. So I am looking at the CARICOM Pan-Africanist Conference with a cautious eye, and I'm waiting to see how the attempt to dismantle it is going to take place. Thank you. That's my thought.
Mm-hmm. Cardinal, I have a couple of questions for you, I'll take them one at a time. First, thanks for bringing to us to our attention this conference that's taking place. Is there a published agenda for this particular conference that you are aware of?
Well, if you think you would have heard of the agenda, I was presented by Uhuru Kenyatta in his address. You know, he made reference to the agenda and what we are planning to do going forward.
So any idea what exactly was mentioned there in the agenda?
I cannot, you know, at this point recall the elements of it.
Okay.
Because I don't have a published paper that I can look at. I just kind of listen.
Well, do we have any news as to the matters or items or subjects that have been covered thus far?
Well, the subject matter is obvious. The objective is restore Africa and the Caribbean and bring them into that communion that we should have as one people. President Kenyatta spoke at length about that. Identifying ourselves as one people. I know he spoke about the fact that millions of our people were taken out of Africa and taken to the Americas and the Caribbean, and he emphasized the fact that they are still our people. The Africa is still their home. So, you know, we expect to see that kind of expression continue, where we are not saying, you are Africans and we are somebody else out of the Caribbean. That, we expect that language to change in the future. We expect, you know, with promise, if we can promise ourselves and develop the passion to develop the Caribbean and Africa with the understanding that we are the same people, I think that we can go a long way with that. The difficulty that I face, though, is how do we go about decolonizing the minds of our people in Africa as well as in the Caribbean. That's the challenge, I think.
Do we have any idea how many countries may be participating in the conference, and how long is it scheduled to run?
I think the conference was spread over 4 days. And I think I think there were 21 countries involved in this one.
Mm.
in the 63 conference, I think there was something like 50-something African countries were involved in the 1963 conference in Addis Ababa. I think there were 58. I'm not sure. I can't recall the figure right now. But there was a farm thing. Hopefully, you know, we can grow as the groundwork is established.
Well, it's a good thing, and thank you for bringing it to our attention. And certainly, we would appreciate it if you're fortunate enough to pick up any more information you can share with us. I'm sure we would all be very grateful. Thank you once again.
Hey, Cardinal, I just want to just ask you a question too. Thank you again for that. And tell me, how are the Caribbean? What is the magnitude of the participation of the Caribbean countries in light of what is going on with COVID at this moment? Are they fully behind this, and are they well represented?
I haven't heard any commentary from any particular Caribbean country up to this point, and I haven't heard any commentary from anybody, you know, that says, you know, this is a good thing or this is a bad thing. It seems that all of the Caribbean countries are on board. Whether they're going to stay on board with the development of an agenda, I'm not sure. That's what I'm looking forward to. Because sometimes our people, because of the state of their mind, as soon as we bring out the agenda that says we are going to be an independent people, an independent meaning independent of the prescriptions of European culture, a lot of black people start to bolt. Oh no, we can't be separated from our European masters.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And I see that. And you can see the rollback in that consciousness in the Caribbean. And we talk about cricket all the time. And I say this time and time again. You notice that the passion for cricket has gone out of the west of the Caribbean. Because Caribbean people shaped cricket into an instrument of liberation, and that is the point at which they were successful. Cricket wasn't just a game. Cricket was a way of expressing to the world, and that's how people like Viv Richards, people like the first black captain, my favorite captain, Warren Hedley. George Hedley. This is how the Larry Constantine. This is how they shaped cricket. You understand? This is how they stepped out there to show we are not less than anybody else. West Indies got beaten 3-2-1 in the first tour to England, but that did not deter them.
No.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because we had the passion, or passion was driven by our sense of independence. We have lost that. We have independent countries, but we have lost our sense of independence. We have lost our sense that I can be me. I don't need you to tell me who I am. I know who I am. And I can represent myself on the world stage. That is not happening in the Caribbean anymore. The emphasis in the Caribbean right now, and that has crept into cricket, is that we aspire to the lifestyle of the white aristocracy. That's the emphasis in cricket. There's no passion about cricket. The passion is for living the lifestyle of the aristocracy. That's where the passion is. So we, the older guys who grew up with that sense of cricket being an instrument of our expression. They call us Calypso cricketers because we shape cricket into our own style.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't play cricket.
Is Cuba involved and Haiti and the Dominican Republic?
I'm hoping that they are not CARICOM countries, because remember,
I know.
I say, CARICOM doesn't have an agenda. CARICOM doesn't have a thing. It's a loose movement. Just a loose movement that when Cuba was invited to the CARICOM conference, was it in Trinidad a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
The United States, they're telling they can't hold the conference if Cuba, if Cuba going to be a part of it. And those fools abided.
Yeah, we're wrong.
Insult to me of Caribbean leaders could provide to the people. For people to by and they didn't say anything. Instead of our so-called, that's the kind of leadership that we look forward to. Instead of our leaders having guts, the balls, the kahunas, to tell the United States, stay to hell out of our business.
Out of our business.
They buckled.
All right. Oh,
what kind
of leadership? Something, yeah?
Wait, Ivor.
Yes?
Phil is on. Just let get a word from Phil because he would not sleep tonight. Please.
Yeah.
Well, Phil, come and say hi and hello to the
public. Hello, all my friends. How are you all doing today?
We are good, ending the Labor Day week and weekend, which would have gone past by, and now we're heading fast, steadfastly into September, Leon's month.
Yeah.
Did you wish Leon happy birthday?
He had a birthday?
He is having a birthday.
Oh, he's
all
having
September.
A birthday today?
All of September, yes, today. You're not too late. So go ahead. Happy birthday. You can sing too.
Yeah. You know, what I have to say about the comments that our friend, what's his name? Who was speaking for such a long time?
We're gonna have one next week early because
next week
we're ending the show. We're ending the show now. So,
Liam,
please, because I've lost everything from my end.
We're saying
our goodbyes now, Phil. So we just wanted to acknowledge you, so the folks can hear you out there in radio land. But next week, I promise that you'll be up front and center.
I don't have to be up front, you know. I like to listen. I have 2 ears and one mouth, so I like to listen a lot.
Okay, very good.
I like to listen.
Well, you did a good job listening. Dennis, take us home, because we don't have a lot of time, and then later we'll bring them out yourself.
Well, welcome back, Ivor, and we are happy to have completed another show, and we invite our listeners to join us again tomorrow would be great for them to join us for our cricket talk, which is all cricket discussion. Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you guys for coming.
Well,
Lynn,
I did enjoy the show this morning and you know all the other mornings, Saturday morning, and we be tuning in tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening on the Sunday evening show, 6 to 9 p.m. So come on. Tell your neighbor we are on 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday. So on that note, I have bid you farewell so long until, not goodbye.
Okay. Yeah.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I hope it was indeed a pleasure, and at least we'll see tomorrow on the 6 o'clock show. All cricket talk, as much as would have said, be there or be square. Let's hope that the Patriots, who is hosting the CPL, would at least win one of their games to get through to the playoffs. That's my wish. Gentlemen, may the rest of the day be the best of your day. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. That's great.
God bless. Good morning. Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Cardinal. Dennis. Wonderful
thank
show.
Thank you all, too.
See you all on the radio tomorrow at 6.
6, yeah. If I'm not sleeping, I'll be there. I sleep through Sunday evening.
Okay. Okay. I lost my button. Dennis?
Yes. Thank you. Good
night. You have the button open? Can you close down from your end? Because I don't think I can.
No, I'm not on the board. I'm not on the board,
okay.
Leon. I'm on my phone.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Okay, let me see if I can get back in. I lost everything myself right here. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna go. Bill, take your phones off for me.
I take my phone off. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good.